Thank you for joining us on Sheridan County Ag Update. Today I have with me members of the John B. Kendrick FFA chapter. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders for being our sponsors of the podcast. We couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. Welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet. New faces this year. We have a returning one, but let's go ahead and start with Bryce and let's introduce ourselves and what office you hold with the FFA chapter.
Perfect. So I'm Bryce Ludekaus, and I am the chaplain of our FFA chapter.
I'm Lucy Linden, and I'm the reporter of our FFA chapter.
My name's Ariana Cruz, and I'm the chapter sentinel.
All right. Well, great, guys. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
First one of the school year so far,
yes, ma'am.
It's probably been crazy already, everything you guys have done.
Definitely, it's been a while.
Well, let's get started with what some of the things you did this summer. I know you guys always help out at Wild Rodeo, so let's talk about your time there.
Yeah, so for Wild Rodeo, we do the slack for them. So in the mornings, what we do is we go down there and we move some of the steers and stuff for them for the mainly the roping events. That went super smoothly this year. We have consistently around 10 members in total that'll go to the stripping shoots and then also with the slack itself. And so that's always a blast to have. It went super well. We got it done and it was just a great time. We're super happy that we're able to do that every summer.
Well, and I think you kind of had a little bit of a casualty there with the new ag advisor, Miss Reynolds. Didn't she? She was kind of one-legged there, wasn't she?
She was, yes. Broke her foot. And so she was kind of hobbling around during the slack.
She still got in that pen and helped, though.
Oh, God, she's tough. She's tough. Those girls are tough from over in that country where she's from. I wouldn't mess with them. So did you guys also help with the college rodeo slack then as well?
We did. So with college slack, we get re-invited back to do that. And that's always fun, too. It's normally the same amount of people also. But instead of the 5 or 6 days that we do for the Wild Rodeo, we have around two or three for the college one, but that also went super well. And we had lots of members show up and work really hard. So that was a great time also.
Well, I know when I've had the Wild Rodeo board members here, they always, always give huge compliments to the FFA kids that show up to help and how polite they are. They hear from contestants how polite you guys are and helpful. And so I know that they really appreciate that help.
Yeah, we are definitely appreciative of the opportunity there to be able to go and do that.
Yes. In fact, I think Zane Garstead has just told all the other members of the Wild Rodeo Board that he is the one who gets to come to the FFA the end of year end. He's like, none of the rest of you, I get to go because I like these kids. So you also helped with the Ag Expo that they have, the fourth grade Ag Expo, which is always fun. It's so much fun to see the little kids up there. So what do you guys help do at that?
So at the Ag Expo, we have a bunch of different roles that we get to help in. So me personally, I was a group leader. So I got to lead around the little fourth graders, educate them about the different animals that we had, the different intestines. I know that Bryce worked a station. He was able to talk to them about different sheds and skulls around the area.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, we just got to do a whole lot of stuff. It was a great educational opportunity for us to be able to learn how to be leaders in that scenario and for the fourth graders to just learn what ag is. Yeah.
Yeah, the cattle women do such a cool job putting that on. I know. Do they still have the cow you can milk?
Yes, they do. That's like a favorite station of all the kids.
It is pretty cool. Who doesn't like that?
Absolutely. I still do it.
Well, Lucy, we're all a kid at heart.
I know, right? You gotta have some fun.
Yes. And then you guys had a back-to-school barbecue, I think.
It was a good introduction for all the parents and incoming freshmen. There was a big turnout. So super exciting. And got to get some people involved and give them a short little background about our chapter and what we do.
Well, fun. Making plans for building a new barn, shop, or commercial building? Don't do any planning without a call to Sheridan's premier post-frame building and homes builder, True Built Builders, online at truebuiltbuilders.com. I'm going to ask this, and I'm throwing a curveball at you here because it's not on some of the things to talk about, but why did you want to become an FFA member?
Ooh, that is a curveball. I think for me, I've always been pretty interested in the agricultural side of things, and it's not really as big as it used to be and talked about. And so with the FFA, I've been given that outlet to be able to learn a lot about like parliamentary procedure, ENR and all that type of stuff, mm-hmm. where I have a group of people too that are also interested in the same thing and that kind of are there with you to go and learn about all that stuff. And it's just, it's always been a blast. So this is my mm-hmm. third year now, and I'm planning on doing it all 4 years.
Okay.
But it's just been a great opportunity to be able to do all that.
The reason I became an FFA member is because I've always been heavily involved in 4-H since I was little, mm-hmm. you know, getting out there, showing my pigs, showing my chickens. So I just knew that FFA was the next step for me. The reason that I became an officer is because I know that our generation needs a good leader. And I want to help provide that not only for the agriculture world, but also for just around with other people. Mm-hmm. Getting my name out there to other students is definitely helpful. And yeah, overall, I just want to be a fun person that can advertise agriculture in a fun way.
I kind of grew up with a family of farmers and ranchers. And then in middle school, I took ag classes and learned about FFA. And I wasn't even planning on doing it my first couple weeks of my freshman year. And I was like, well, these people seem really nice and really fun. And the teacher's super cool. And I got involved. I came to some meetings. And I was like, wow, it's such a beautiful thing that we can have people from all sorts of backgrounds and have one common interest. So,
well, we just came back from the Nile, and I have to say there was FFA jackets running all over, which was awesome to see during the contest. But my faith is renewed in you young people, because my hands were full. I was taking food back to the stall for people, and young man from Montana, I didn't even know, blue jacket on, held the door, ma'am, can I help you? And I'm like, well, I'm old enough to be a ma'am, but sure, I really appreciate you getting the door. And I'm like, you know what? This is why this program is such a great program, because it doesn't matter where you go. Every one of the FFA kids is, they're polite, they're helpful, and they talk to you. It doesn't matter if they know you or not, they're going to talk to you. So I just warms my heart. All right. So back to the agenda, since I threw you a curveball. So it's football season. Sheridan's having another great year, but you guys always do the concession stands at football, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the proceeds from that, what do they go towards?
So the proceeds from that is actually this year we get to run the grill as well. Usually our alumni help us out with that, and they're still mm-hmm. helping, but the entire proceeds go to our FFA chapter. Mm-hmm. So that will help fund our trips to the Nile or to different stock shows to be able to go to judging contests, different mm-hmm. practice contests, and being able to go to state convention at the end of the year. That's like our main goal to get to every single year, and it does get pricey. So football concessions definitely help, and all of our members enjoy going and getting to do those. So mm-hmm. yes, it's a great time.
Yes, state convention, and there's more and more of you guys that are going to state convention now.
Sure.
I know a few years ago when I was at one of the alumni meetings, I was very pleasantly surprised at the number that were going and competing and being a part of it. And it was great to hear that those numbers were up.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the concessions, there are one of our biggest forms of revenue too. And so it's always really cool to see just how many community members show mm-hmm. up and support us. And so given that opportunity to be part of the concessions, it's really awesome mm-hmm. that our school allows us to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think something that was, and I'm not sure, I think it was new this year, the FFA alumni had contacted the sale committee, and they actually had purchased from our buyback one of the steers, and I believe a swine that actually you guys are using for your concessions.
Yes. So the main thing I do for concessions is I grill. And okay. So normally we don't have that good of beef, but we've had a lot of, like, it's been those beef patties that we mm-hmm. did purchase mm-hmm. and they taste amazing. And so I think a lot of people are way more happy with the burgers this year just because we have that high quality beef and meat to use. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lots of compliments on that. And then the pork actually is going to go to our barn bash.
Okay.
So yes, we'll get to see some of that there. And it's all grown in our Sheridan County area. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
Right. It's from current FFA members or maybe 4-H members, whatever was in the buyback pen. But I thought that was really neat that you guys are, it's full circle.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Quality Kubota machinery and customer care from the heart. Proudly serving Sheridan and the surrounding area since 1996. Go online to heartlandkubota.com or stop by Heartland Kubota, 2450 Heartland Drive. So, football concessions. Now we come to one of the favorite things. And I know Grant over here has been asking me for 2 weeks now, when are the FFA kids coming up with fruit and meat and cheese sales? So let's dive into that because I know it's a favorite.
Yes. So our fruit and meat cheese sales started this Tuesday. So we should have members all around just going out to businesses. We're super excited this year. Our goal for everyone in the chapter is 20 boxes. And then our goal as officers is 30 boxes. This is like our biggest fundraiser of the year to be able to go to state competition. And it's all around a great a great program to be able to participate in. And we really appreciate everyone's support. We know that those meats can be expensive, but they definitely do come because of quality. They have amazing quality to them. The fruit is always very fresh. And we just appreciate anyone who supports us, whether it be businesses or singles.
So if you're ordering now, when is delivery approximately?
It'll be the second week of December.
Okay. Yes. So right in time for Christmas.
Yes. Yeah.
Make some apple pies. Mm-hmm.
Makes great Christmas grit. Christmas gifts.
So if someone hasn't made it out to and someone's interested, how can they get a hold of someone in the chapter to come see them?
Yes, so we're actually going to make a Facebook post tonight about it. Okay. And then I know that different alumni are also posting on Facebook. Students are posting on Facebook. There's online links if you want to pay online. And otherwise, you can call the school and ask for Cheney Buyer, and we'll get you hooked up with one of the members.
Okay, perfect. And if you can't remember that, call up here and I'll get you the number.
Thank you.
I'll point you in a direction or I'll just send one of these kids up there to you.
Absolutely. Yes.
I have a few of your guys' contacts. So you have some upcoming events. You know, you were kind of talking about conference and stuff, but you have some upcoming events. Fire's one of them. So tell us what Fire is.
So Fire is a leadership conference. We take first year sophomores and freshmen. It's down in Casper, and it's a couple days of getting to know a bunch of people from all around the state. It's super awesome. They meet the state officers, and they go through workshops, and they have a dance. It's super fun. So, yeah.
It's a super awesome way that we include some of the new members to our FFA. It's a really just a cool place where they all meet together. And it. I know every year we have people come back, and just they can't wait to go to, like, FFA camp or state convention just because – they've met all these new friends and they cannot wait to meet back together with them again.
Mm-hmm. On the other side of that, Fire and CPC go hand in hand. So CPC is a conference for chapter members, mainly officers like president and vice president, and they get to vote on important issues. I know last year it was about doing rubric scores for creed speaking and other LDEs. So they vote on those important issues that it can be remedied by state.
Okay. Well, and you were speaking of state officer. We actually have a state officer that is from the John B. Kendrick, Amy Peldo. So super proud
Happy
of her.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yes, yes, that's right. It is her birthday. But Amy's actually attending Casper College and still representing FFA and the state that way. So congratulations to her. That's quite an accomplishment to become a state officer.
It's very cool to be able to say that we have a state officer from our chapter.
Yes. And that you knew her and got to see her grow up through the program as well. So it's pretty cool. Yes. So I guess I would ask what, who's going, are any of you going to any of these conferences or?
I don't believe so. I know, I think we have Colton and Levi, vice president, and then our president Xander might be going, but Colton and Levi might be running for that state officer position. Okay. And so most of the people that are going to run for state office do go to the CPC just to get that extra part.
Okay. Fun. And that's Levi Peldo and Colton Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess Levi's going to try to follow in Amy's footsteps there.
No, right? Yeah, some tough competition.
Yes. I just spent the weekend with Levi up at the Nile. Him and Steven, they worked hard.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're a pair.
Yes.
And I guess you guys, we had Sheridan FFA and Sheridan County had some success up there. Ella Hiller won the Breeding Doe Show at Nile. And I know that the judging team placed pretty well. I didn't see all the scores, but I heard that they placed pretty well. And so, it was a good weekend.
Definitely a good opportunity for our FFA members.
Yes, for sure. Well, anything else you guys want to talk about, cover? There's always lots going on with FFA.
I don't think so. But thank you so much for having us on. Yes, we really do so enjoy it.
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. Well, we enjoy having you guys here. And like I said, shameless plug, someone take your fruit order around the station.
I have my sheets right now.
Okay, Grant, you're golden, buddy. Yep. All right. Well, I look forward to having you guys back here in a month or so, and we can find out how fruit sales went.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And maybe how conference went. Maybe we'll have them after conference and see how it went. And
absolutely.
And then what's next for the spring semester? Because it'll almost be this. That's crazy.
I know. It is crazy. Time moves so fast.
I know. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate having you again. Yes. And we want to say thank you to Heartland Kubota and Truebilt Builders for being our sponsors. And check out SheridanMedia.com for more news, sports, and podcasts.